It's time to soothe, groove, and move those hidden innuendos. Hello, and welcome to the program.
My head. Well, first off, it's nice to meet you too, because I know we only spoke one time on the phone.
Yeah. Yes, very nice to meet you too.
So you met your ex-boyfriend while both of you were going through a divorce at the same time, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how'd you guys meet?
Online. We met through Match, I believe.
Match?
And, yes. And it's been a while. My divorce wasn't final, nor was his. We were together for almost 3 years. And looking back at it now, it was so unhealthy. And
why do you say that?
Well, I think that both of us had been in a marriage, in unhealthy marriages. And I think that both of us kind of like were drawn to the fact that we were getting paid attention to. Like, I liked the attention from him. I know he liked the attention from me. Unfortunately, like thinking back now, but I just ignored. We did not introduce our kids to one another for almost 9 months.
That's a good realized,
number. Everything, whenever we got together, it was always on his terms. And this is what works for him. And one of the things I regret so much, and I've not done since then, is that I played into that. And I would get babysitters. Like, if the times that he and I could get together, but I had my kids, I'd get babysitters for him. And looking back now is like, when my time is already limited with them, why in the hell would I do that? It was not right. He was and is very successful. Makes a really great living. He works really hard too. We went on vacations, but it was all surface. It was all surface. And like I said, we were together for almost 3 years, and I'm thinking, you know, is this going to go anywhere? Like, you know, do you ever think about getting married again? And I asked
I didn't interrupt you. Did you ever ask him about that? I'm sure that question arose once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Or a couple times.
It did. I remember the first time I asked him, we were on vacation in this amazing resort in Mexico. And he looks at me, he was just like, oh, fuck no. Well, I never put a stupid ass penguin suit on again. And that was like, ugh.
So you guys went to Cabo, a really romantic resort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you think that he was going to propose to you that time?
Oh, no, I didn't think that. But I mean, I kind of just brought up, if marriage, getting married again, was in his thoughts. And he made it amazingly clear that it was not, at least at that time.
Yeah. How'd you react to that when he said that, about the penguin suit?
I got super quiet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, that sucks. Because I am a very hopeless romantic. Like probably to a downfall, just because I think I set myself up for disappointment because I have these thoughts and these like how scenarios should act out, and usually they don't.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being a selfless romantic or hopeless romantic, you know, because that's what we're here to do, is to bring that back again, right?
Oh, I would love that. But things just kind of started kind of going on, like getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, I don't want like to talk about everything, but
sure.
His parenting philosophy was extremely different than mine. Granted, my kids were young and his kids were a little bit older. His kids made so many problems for us. His daughter made up these asinine lies about me. Things that I had said got into, unfortunately, drinking and messing around with some drugs. And I went over to grab my stuff at his house. And I saw her and she's like, well, did you hear what happened? And I said, yeah, sweetie, I did. And I sat down next to her and I put my arm around her. And I was like, you know what? Your mom and dad love you so much. You know, you're punished. You're getting a consequence because, you know, you messed up. And they're only doing that because they love you. You know, you'll get through it. You'll learn your lesson and move on. Fast forward a day, she tells her mom that talked to Michelle, and Michelle said that you guys are being way too hard on me, and that if I want to drink, like a daughter wants to drink, I should do it with Michelle and dad, and in the privacy and like safety of my own home. And you know,
was the mom was she always or ever close to her kids? Yeah,
they had it was a very strange relationship, but my boyfriend at the time, he sided with his daughter. And I'm like bawling my eyes out. And I said, do you realize what I do for a living? I'm an elementary school teacher. Would I ever say that to anyone?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and there were multiple things that she made up, and he always took her side, and it worked out. We broke up, but I honestly, that breakup was harder than when my 10-year marriage broke up.
Sure. And it's crazy too, because you mentioned both kids were kind of not sabotaging, but they're trying to find a way to get out of the relationship as well. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know your personal relationship with them, but do you feel to where like this is the moment to where you want to find someone that does have kids, or are you comfortable now finding someone who doesn't? Is that way you can avoid these types of problems in the future?
I mean, honestly, that's a wonderful question, because when I have been online and I am looking, I see that they have kids and I'm just like, ugh, because it definitely is a stinger. Yeah. I have dated not for as long, you know, as I did this guy, but I've dated other, you know, men that have kids, and it's hard.
It's tough.
It's really hard, just because of, you know, the way that I parent my kids and the way that they parent theirs, it's usually different. And it's hard. And I don't really want to introduce and expose my kids to these random people, which I haven't. Like, they've met a few, but that's hard. It's hard. And like, I never want to have these kids feel like I'm trying to take their mom's place ever. And I've made it clear. I was just like, I'm not your mom. I'm never going to attempt to be your mom. I mean, I'd love to be friendly with you and have a good time, but you know, whatever is happening, you know, celebration or consequences or whatever, I am going to back your dad up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to discipline you. That's not my place. And my kids do have a stepmom, and she's very respectful of those boundaries.
That's nice.
And I really appreciate that. Like, I really do. So yeah, it's hard. Like, I do now would be like, okay, I don't necessarily know if I want to date somebody with kids.
Yeah. And I love how you mentioned that. You tell, or you've told people, or actually you've told the kids, I'm not your mom. In a way, that's not really your job, respectfully, right? Like, let's just say if I were dating someone who has kids, who have like young kids, we'll say 9 and 10, just to be on the safe side. I would not tell them, I'm not your dad, right? It would be her job, my girlfriend, whoever she is, for her to tell the kids, he's not your dad. He will never be your dad, but he will be there as a close friend, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that should definitely set some example and responsibility to the other party who is actually, that has the kids, and let them know, just so you know, I'm dating someone, she's not your mom, or he's not your dad, but I want you to know that I want you to respect her or him as a very good friend.
Yep. Right.
I think once you set that boundary, they're like, okay, I get it now. Cool. Mm-hmm. We're good.
And And it's hard because you never know how kids are going to react.
You don't, especially because you have no idea how the kids were feeling when their parents divorced, right? So there could be a lot of resentment. We talked about this on the phone, is that, you know, resentment is a huge fact, especially with our exes, right? I think as time, I love even, yeah, yeah, there is. I mean, let's just be honest. I think listeners can agree, 5 months, 2 years from now, whatever, there's still going to be a hint of resentment, right? Because the fact they did something that hurt you, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And another thing with that too is, I mean, I've been divorced for almost 10 years now, but it's taken me a really long time. But there is a lot of dishonesty, and I've needed to kind of learn that I cannot blame the people that I'm dating. I can't blame them or think that they're going to do the same thing as my ex-husband did. And because that's not fair, but trust issues are, I mean, it wasn't a good marriage. It really wasn't. And there was just deceit and dishonesty for the full 10 years of my marriage. And
did he cheat on you? Was the ex-husband that cheated on you?
And I didn't realize it until he admitted once, one of the times, and we did try to work through it. The kids, thankfully, the twins were so young that really all that they remember is their dad and I divorced. So that is a positive thing because that's really all that they've known.
Right.
But he did admit one time. But then as we finally figured out that, yep, this isn't going to work, we're going through divorce, I found out so many situations, and it truly happened for the entire marriage. I do have trust issues, but I can't continue to put that and blame other people for what my ex-husband has put into my mind.
True. And that's necessary for you to have a wall. Right? A trust wall. Mm-hmm. Right? We all do. I mean, let's just face it. Let's be brutally honest, right?
Really? Yeah. Yes.
Because people have to earn their trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I hate it when, you meet someone, they're like, trust me. Trust you. Trust you with what? Trust you with the drink order? Trust you with where we're sitting? I can't trust you. And I think for anyone to say, trust me, especially when it comes to a first date or first month in a relationship, no way.
Yeah.
You've got to seriously earn that trust.
I've sabotaged myself with that because.
Don't say that.
Well, because if we've been texting, and then all of a sudden it goes hours and hours and hours that I've not gotten a call back or I've not received a text, I'm like, something's wrong. He's mad at me. Or he's with somebody else, or he doesn't like me anymore.
And he being who exactly?
Whoever it was,
whoever.
Hanging out with or dating. And I do think that that's been a detriment because of my severe insecurities and trust issues. Is that okay? This guy's like, dude, I've been busy at work all day. Chill out, lady. And I'm like, you're right.
We've heard that excuse one too many times. I'm like, come on, we're all busy, right?
Yeah.
There is no one is as busy as the other person. Let's just be honest here. And everyone is on their phone, by the way. So come on. I don't buy that bullshit. Yeah. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying the men out there.
And that's what I've gotten. And then I've talked to some great girlfriends of mine. And they're like, Michelle, you are the kindest person. You put so much into a relationship and you're this, that, but maybe it's too much. And I'm like, okay, maybe it is, but I don't know how to not be that person.
Okay. Let's talk about that. What do you mean by too much? Tell me what's too much, Michelle.
Well, I was dating this guy for, I don't know, it was almost a year. never did meet his kids. He did meet mine. Okay. He absolutely loved my breakfast burritos. And I was on spring break and I made a batch of breakfast burritos and I drove it to his house and I left it on the door. He was working. And I was That's just so like, sweet. Hey, I left you a little surprise. Enjoy, freeze them, easy, quick breakfast on your way to work, whatever. I don't know, like I would leave little notes, you know, as not like at first, but you know, if I was at their house or whatever, I left and I would just be like, great night last night. Hope you're having a good day. XOXOM. And I would like leave it on their pillow. And so like when they went to bed that night, they would get it. And I would love that to happen to me. Like, yeah. I would love for those things, but you know,
want the reciprocity.
Yeah. And then, but some of my girlfriends are like, maybe Michelle, it's just too much. Maybe you're coming on too quickly, too strong too quickly. And I'm like, I don't want to do that either. I'm not a freak.
Yeah. I don't believe that to be true. You're being yourself. You're showing this person who you really are. And I think that is the sweetest thing ever. Like, men out there, she can make some mean breakfast burritos and she writes a beautiful love. No, I think that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? Like, I think a lot of men would dream to have a girl that does that. However, I think it's the wrong men that get that are not deserving of your love.
Right.
So maybe do a lot less with those types of men.
Well, I don't have really good, I don't have good luck. I mean, I've not, you know, dating.
We're gonna change that.
I hope so. And, you know, like you can only put so much into a profile and you can only put so much into the pictures that you show. And, you know, like I trust, I've got the best group of friends and, you know, I'm like, this is me, right? This is Michelle. This is like, I, you know, am at a baseball game cheering my son on. I'm at a cheer competition cheering my daughter on. That's me. And, you know, I am an elementary school teacher. And so I have like pictures on my profile that like I'm wearing my glasses and I'm in my classroom. And I'm like, I am not going to use a filter. I am not going to, you know, but I'm also 46 years old. And I realize that, I don't look 27 anymore. And
46 doesn't mean anything.
No.
And you don't look 46, by the way. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
And for your friend, if your friends are listening, I'm not trying to disagree with them, by the way. I'm just on your side. So.
And that's another thing is I'm short. I am 5 foot nothing. I wear heels just so I'm like taller than my fourth graders. And I'm a pretty little person. And, you know, everyone's just like, you're so tiny. And I'm just like,
who cares?
And I got the best bookmark that's hanging on my refrigerator. She's like, she may be small, but she is fierce. And I'm like, thank you. A good girlfriend of mine gave that to me.
Yeah. You may be small, you may be fierce, but you have a huge ass heart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. And you know, I like, try. I love how you mentioned the size part, right? Like, it doesn't matter. I always fight this battle with a lot of people about the please be tall for men, right?
Yeah.
I feel like the height thing is completely overrated, mm-hmm. right? I just don't think that it really, there's really any concern about it. You meet a guy who's 6'5", he's 6'5". That's great. What else does he provide?
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to date anybody shorter than me at 5 foot nothing.
that could be true. Yeah. Yeah.
And I definitely have a look. That's what all of my friends say. Like I'm showing them here's, you know, scrolling through and they're like, oh, yep, that's why you like him. Yep, that's why you like him. I'm like, I didn't realize that.
Okay, what is the hook? What is the hook with these guys that makes you like them on the profile?
It sounds terrible. No, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
They're usually bald with like a beard or a goatee and like muscular.
Yeah, okay. So you want a bald Paul Bunyan?
Yes, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
And like, I also love pictures that men actually share with their kids. I know that is a that's a balance, because you know, you have to be safe with crazy people looking at, you know, your kids and stuff. And so I respect and understand those that, like, you know, black out their faces or whatever. But with mine, I'm just like, they are my life. They are my number one. And like, to know me is to know that I'm a mom first and foremost.
I matched with this girl. Very attractive, very, looks very sweet on the outside. And then we matched. And then she said, what's the one thing that I should know first and foremost about you? What's the one thing as a single parent that you answer quickly? I'm a single parent. First and foremost, I'm a single parent, right? That's exactly how I answered it. And her response was, well, I know that. Coming from, and now this is the craziest thing too, is that this woman had no kids. Let's ask ourselves that same question. If she had kids, do you think her response would have been different? It would have been more sincere.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't feel that if you're not a parent, doesn't mean that you don't love kids, but you don't understand. Like, you don't understand what it is to be a mom. It is to be a dad. I have an older sister and I have three amazing nephews, and my family is so, 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 so close. I love my nephews. And when I got pregnant with the twins, I was talking to my sister and I was just like, am I going to love my kids like the way I love my nephews? And she looked at me and she's like, Michelle, you're not even going to understand and comprehend the type of love that you're going to have for your twins. She's like, you're still going to love your nephews. And she was right, but I couldn't imagine loving any child more than I loved those three boys. Mm-hmm. And then I have Evan and Isabel, and I'm like, they're my heart.
Of course.
So yeah, I think that people that aren't parents, I think they can love kids, but I don't think they can truly fully understand it.
They can't. And that's fine. If for those who actually don't want to have kids, no problem. Like, that's your life. You do whatever you want. However, don't rule out dating single parents, because there is a lot of benefits to that, right? The fact that we are compassionate, the fact that we are selfless, the fact that we know how to cook. Well, we're hoping that most of us know how to cook.
Yeah. And do laundry and, you know, put your needs above, or somebody else's needs above your own.
Exactly.
Without thinking about it.
100%. Now, here's the thing, though. If you are dating someone who is single, has no kids, again, going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, is that they have to understand, unfortunately, you're not going to be first on the podium. You're not going to get the gold medal. I hope you're comfortable with the silver. Because it's close. However, I'm not going to, you know, love you less. I'm still going to love you like any person would love in a relationship, right? But you just have to understand, you have to conclude that I'm never going to be first, and that's okay. But do you think single people, do you think they're okay with that fact, knowing that they will never, ever, ever be in first place?
I think it takes a really special person to be able to grasp that and be okay with that and realize, like, okay, if you're with me, our Saturdays will be spent on the baseball field cheering on my son. Mm-hmm. Our whatevers are going to be spent at whatever convention center for my daughter's cheerleading competitions. Can you meld into my life, but I will also do what I can to meld into, like, what is important to you. You like to go fishing. You like to whatever. Okay. When I'm kid free, I do week on, week off. When I'm kid free, I'm all yours.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, put in as much effort as I'm asking you to put in a different way. I haven't found that though. Yeah. I haven't.
You will. Found. And I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure you do. I'm being serious. Like, this is part of the podcast is to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's to hear your story and also to broadcast to you to the world to show you off, honey. Seriously. Seriously.
In my sweatshirt and sweatpants and on my couch. At the,
you'd be surprised.
Go someplace else. That I'm like, no, because this is where I am on a Friday night. And I am being real. I'm in my sweats. I've got my wine, my dog lying next to me. I'm going to watch crazy reality TV for the rest of the night, you know, whatever. I think that's the important thing is I do want to find somebody for sure, but I want to be just kind of accepted for my, I mean, everybody has flaws, but be accepted for who I am.
Cause you know, Friday night, right? Friday night, a lot of people want to put on the sweats, want Netflix and chill, which is fine. No problem with that. But here's the thing, though, is that here we are talking about, I want to find love. I want to get out there. Is there a way that we can substitute our Friday nights of wearing sweats and Netflix by, hey, you know what? I'm going to go out and have a drink for like an hour and a half at the bar and just see if anything happens to float by. Perfect. If not, at least I try. At least I set myself out there.
That would be hard for me because, you know, of insecurities. I have gotten better with going to places and sitting by myself, but I'm working. So like on, you know, the nights where I'm driving all over the place for sports and stuff, it's not worth it for me to go home and then blah, blah. But so on a Friday night, going somewhere all by myself, not in sweatpants, that would be a challenge. It's not a hard no. I could try it, but I don't know what I would do with myself. Like I just sit and play on my phone.
Nope. Or... here's what I'm gonna have you do here. This is gonna be your New Year's resolution in March, just so you know.
Okay.
Wear the sweatpants. No, I'm being dead serious. Wear the sweatpants, right? Because that just shows other people who you are. You're comfortable. You are comfortable with yourself. Comfortable with yourself going to a bar in sweats, right? And here's the beautiful part too. No phone, no laptop, no electronics. What you're going to do is this. You're going to sit at the bar, you're going to order a drink, and you are going to people watch. And you are not going to look down. You're going to look up with your chin high. I'm being dead. I'm going to tell you a story too about this too. Okay. You're going to do exactly that. And you're going to show the world how confident you are. That you can actually be committed to yourself for the next hour and a half, 2 hours on a Friday night to yourself. And if someone happens to walk by and sit next to you, great. Spark a conversation. You've got a mouth. You've got a voice, right? There's nothing wrong with saying hello to a man. Or even say it to a woman. You never know. That woman could be out on a date with her friend who is a guy who is probably looking for a girl like you. I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves. You have to be honest with ourselves because there's so many different types of scenarios that we want to assume, but you should not. It's not up to you to assume that, right? You've got to go in there thinking that tonight very well could be my night. And if I actually don't end up with a number, at least I fucking tried.
Yeah. And that would be like a huge way to go, Michelle. Like, I've not done that before. I live in suburbia though. And
that's
so
that's not an excuse.
Okay.
Love you, but that's not, again, I'm trying to put you on a pedestal. I love you. Seriously. I want the world. I want Colorado to see Michelle, right? I will tell you this. I did the exact same thing, right? I actually was out of yoga and right across the street from my yoga studio, there was a Mexican restaurant. Here it was, and I shit you not, dripping in sweat. I was wearing the same shorts that I was wearing in yoga, soaking wet, and I was wearing flip-flops. Here I am walking into the bar, and I did exactly just that. Put the phone down, I looked up, and just glanced at everyone. And everyone was looking at me, because like, who's this sweaty dude, like, sitting in the bar? And I'm being truthful with you. But what did I do? I told myself, I said, tonight, we are going to make the attempt. This is practice, right? Think of it as practice. Okay. I got my drink, I put my phone down, and I just gazed. Now, obviously, no one came up to me, which was fine. However, I was actually trying to say hello to people. I was trying to talk to people. I had a good conversation. Believe it or not, I actually met this guy who actually was sitting across the way, and he was having a hard time because he was actually on the verge of divorce. So whether or not you meet someone in a relationship, the whole fact that you're out there on your own, that just tells a lot about you. That builds that character.
Okay.
So try it.
I will.
Finding excuses is great, right? We all want to find an excuse. I'm too busy. I live in suburbia. It's Friday night. I'm too tired. You're going to say that every day for the rest of your life. And I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to everyone.
No, it is true. And I do 100% admit that I do like use the excuse of where I live. And there are these just little neighborhood Chili's on the border, these chain restaurants that, you know, it's all families. But no excuse. I'll have to get creative.
There may be a family member who may have a brother-in-law who just got out of a relationship, or a brother-in-law who was never in a relationship that's probably looking for love.
Yeah.
Right? You have no idea what to predict. That's what makes dating so much fun.
So you're giving me homework.
I am giving you homework.
I can do it.
You will do it.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
And I say this with love, just so you know. I'm not saying this to put you down. I want, like I said, I want to broadcast you. I want to put you on a pedestal because I want that guy to sweep you off your feet. You deserve it.
I like to think so, for sure. And that's what I want. I just haven't found it. And I was having this conversation with, I don't even remember how it came about with my ex-husband at our daughter's cheerleading competition. I don't know how it got. His wife wasn't with him. She's got three kids that are crazy in sports too. But anyways, he and I were talking and I was just like, yeah, you know what really sucks is that everybody that I know that has gone through a divorce or a breakup or even has lost a spouse, they've all found somebody else. And he was just like, Michelle, you will. And I'm just like, and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I'm like, dude, you know, you're now married to one of the hundreds of people that you cheated on me with, you know? And so I didn't say that to him, but I'm thinking like, you even found somebody, and then 3-year-old boyfriend, you know, with terrible kids, he's found somebody, you know, it's everybody that I know that has gone through a breakup have found somebody else except me.
I love when we first spoke, this is what you told me. The ones who leave us are the ones who find love first.
Yep.
That may be true, right? But again, this is not a race.
Right.
Don't compare yourself with your ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, your girlfriend. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Be happy for them. Your time is coming. All right? I'm going to repeat that. Your time is coming.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying just to fluff your feathers. I'm being serious with you. It's coming. This is the rules of love. This is the rules of romance. It's going to happen. Good people will find love. Right? You are not going to die alone.
I hope not. Because I do think
I won't let you.
I'm a heck of a good time. And, you know, I love with everything that I have. And I put everything into my friendships with my girlfriends and to my relationships and my, you know, relationships with my family, with my parents, with my brother and sister, you know, with obviously my kids. And I mean, I love hard. And
go easy on yourself.
It hasn't gotten me to where I want it to be yet.
Yeah.
Power of yet.
Yeah. It will happen. Love hard, but go easy on yourself. Seriously.
Yeah. And that's a thing too. I'm perfectionist and, you know, I doubt and insecure and, you know, and those are things I know that are not attractive. I know that confidence, like a woman that is confident, is extremely attractive. And so I try to put on a good show, but not always. It's just, it's hard just with, you know, with my pasts and with the way that relationships have ended, the reasons why relationships have ended. And it's just like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm not doing something right. So again, it's confidence, and that's something that, like, you know, I do speak with a counselor. Mm-hmm. And
what's the counselor say? And what do you mean by you're not doing anything right?
Well, not doing anything right by not being able to, like, stay in a healthy, you know, long-term relationship.
Yeah, but like you were telling me, though, that your ex-husband cheated and your ex-boyfriend sounded like he just didn't want to wear the penguin suit. So it wasn't your fault. And actually, good. You don't want these men in your life. You want the guy that wants to put on the penguin suit, regardless, even if it's going to be like throwing himself in the pool with you. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Yeah. I hope he's out there somewhere. You know, I don't want to say that it's not necessarily that I'm picky, but I do have a type. You know, not just like the bald head and the beard and, you know, muscular, whatever, brawny dude. I also, and I don't want to sound like a bitch. I like somebody who is educated. I know I'm not just a teacher. I mean, I know that my job is important, but, you know, I do have 3 master's degrees. I continue to, you know, be a lifelong learner. And I want somebody that has that intellectual ambition. Not necessarily the exact same as me. I'm not saying that if you don't have a college degree, I'm not even going to talk to you. But just somebody that's willing to continue to learn and to continue to, you know, better themselves and, you know, take pride in where they live. And not that I need like money, but I just don't be a slob. Like, wear clean clothes.
You date a lot of men who are slobs and don't wear clean clothes?
I have not dated a lot, and it's maybe been one date, but I'm just like your fingernails are dirty. I don't know. Yeah. Do I sound like a total bitch?
No, not at all. I think I agree with you. Actually, I do agree with you, because I think men should definitely have very good hygiene when they're going out on a first date, especially clean clothes.
Clean clothes are like, you know, if it gets to the point where I go to their place, I don't care if it's an apartment or a condo or a house. I don't care. But have it clean. Like, don't have a sink of dirty dishes when you're having somebody that has never, I don't know. It's just like, take pride in yourself. And, you know, if you're inviting somebody into your home, take pride in what you've worked for to obtain. Yes. And I don't know. And unfortunately, I'm just like, I have had people that, I had this one guy we met for a drink, and his jeans were just filthy. They were just like stained on his, like, ugh. And he was wearing like a Carhartt shirt that had holes on the collar. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to sound shallow, but it's just like, take pride in yourself.
God, I'm sorry, but you sound very shallow.
I don't want to sound
shallow, bitch.
You know, I guess those are just,
you're right. You're not wrong. Go ahead. Sorry.
And I was polite. I, you know, sat there and we had conversation, and I was like, okay, I don't feel anything with this. Like, put on a pair of clean jeans. But I don't know. It's just, I guess, I try to present myself nicely, even though I'm in sweatpants right now.
You look wonderful. You can be like I said, this is you, right?
It is.
You're comfortable. Yeah. So be comfortable.
And, it's just like, I mean, I have expectations, and I know guys have expectations as well. I think that the only non-negotiable that I have, the only non-negotiable, something that I cannot handle, is cigarette smoking.
Here's the one thing I can tell you is about going back to what you're talking about for men. Here's requirements for dating 101, right? Obviously, clean clothes. Hygiene is important, right? But I can't speak for all men, but for me, my standards for dating, and I don't want you to mean that, take this the wrong way, but they're low, not to where like I'll just date anyone. But I mean that like if you wore sweats on our first date, I would be like, that's great. I actually, believe it or not, I had a girl, I shit you not, she wore pink velour PJs. Pink. Oh, this gets better.
Her.
Yes, but not when you bring your little chihuahua dog in your little duffel bag, who was barking up a storm at a bar at a brand new restaurant that opened up. I'm not making this shit up, by the way. It was probably the worst date I've ever gone on because I was very embarrassed. And I don't get embarrassed, but I was very embarrassed. Very embarrassed. So, but going back to what I was saying, be comfortable. Wear sweats. Be you.
Yeah. I live in leggings. Like, seriously.
Perfect.
I mean, so I also love a good night on the couch with a good bottle of wine and Netflix and cuddle.
Okay. Well, let's add one to the mix. We need to add that person.
Yeah.
We're going to add him.
He's out there.
He is. There's actually multiple of them out there. They are. No, seriously, there's maybe like 10,000 of them out there, but one of them is going to stick on you like Velcro. It's just going to happen one day.
Well, I'm going to have you to thank for it. So this has been a ton of fun, and I didn't really know what to expect, but thank you for not thinking that I'm shallow.
Oh, I still do. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I think you are wonderful. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that just for shits and giggles. I think you're wonderful. I can see it. I can feel it. So here's what I'm going to go ahead and do here real quick. I'm going to spoil and I'm going... Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to spoil. I'm going to put you on a big pedestal right now. I'm going to embarrass you. I hope you don't mind. Okay?
I don't think... Okay.
Okay.
So let me take another drink of wine.
All right. This goes for the gentleman of Foxfield. Or should I just say Denver?
It's actually, but that's so funny that it's Foxfield. I'm in Southeast Aurora.
Aurora, so okay.
Colorado people, I live very close to Southlands Mall.
All right.
So it's crazy. I don't even know where Foxfield came from.
Okay, we'll just say Aurora. How's that? Aurora. Uh-huh. Okay, for those men in Aurora, Colorado, or anywhere else in the world, there is an amazing, amazing woman. Her name is Michelle. She's got two beautiful kids. She is a full-time mom, most importantly, a mom. So understand that. However, if you win her heart, which I hope you do, she's going to love you, right? And I ask that you guys love her back, because if not, you're not going to get breakfast burritos. You're not going to get these love letters and love notes that she is so deserving to get as well. So be reciprocal. And if there's any guys who are bald and have a beard and look like Paul Bunyan, please, please reach out to me so that way I can reach out to Michelle and that way you two can meet for the first time and make that your last date.
That would be amazing.
It's going to happen. I'm going to help any way I can. You have my word on that.
I really appreciate you. You are a really good human. You have a good heart. I can just feel your... just positivity and
thank you
willingness to assist in this crazy process. So for that, I am extremely grateful.
Well, thank you. So real quick here.
Okay.
before I let you go here, I totally lost my train of thought. You just gave me compliments, which I don't take all the time. But thank you. That really means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
What was I going to say? Well, it doesn't matter now. Okay, here is my closeout question, my dear. I ask everyone this. I'm actually going to tweak this up for the first time in 8 months. So I'm excited about this. Normally I always ask my guest if there's a song that you can create. But I'm going to ask you, is there a song that you listen to now or you listened to in the past during the breakups with your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend that helped you get through the bumps?
Ooh, helped me get through the bumps. There's two, actually. One's Country Music is Going Gone by Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gone Girl, Gone. Like, yeah. Yep. Another country song is by Little Big Town, Better Man. Can't Find a Better Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Who sings that one?
Sia, S-S-I-A. I'm unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'm Porsche with no brakes. That one.
Okay.
So country, and then that one is just like, hey, I kind of can be a badass if I need to be, but I'm bawling through all of it.
It's okay. Yeah, you can't tell me there's not one person that has emotions, you know, shown, especially musicians. I mean, hell, they write these because they had some type of trauma or something that happened to them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I love your vulnerability. Can I
ask you the same question? Just
for curiosity. Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
So what are your songs? Like, you told me when we were on the phone that you had a pretty severe breakup, really down and, you know, not good headspace. Was there a song that helped you?
There's actually an album, believe it or not. It's and I don't get religious on the podcast, but there's an album called Songs of Worship by Chris Tomlin. So I got a homework. I have a homework assignment for you too, by the way.
Oh, another one?
Before I let you go. Well, that's the same homework assignment. I want you to practice that. I want you to go into a restaurant, go wherever, who cares? Spend that time on your own and just gaze. People watch. No phone, okay. No computer.
Okay.
Practice on that, my dear.
I promise. I am an A+ student. I'm a very good fourth grader. No, just kidding.
The diploma is on its way.
Does get along, follows directions. That's what my comments would read.
Off to a great start so far. This should be on the profile for everyone now.
Awesome. Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you for
this awesome hour. Yeah.
And thank you for letting me be your Friday night date. I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
Wow. Much love, girl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.